Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. If you commute on Interstate 81, keep listening. PennDOT is warning drivers to avoid 81 this week whenever possible. And a new affordable housing complex is on the way for downtown Honesdale. It's Tuesday, April 28th. Let's get into it. We'll start right off with that news about Interstate 81. And if you're listening to this in traffic right now, you're about to find out why it's so bad out there. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation officials are strongly advising Northeast Pennsylvania commuters to avoid Interstate 81 this week due to multiple construction projects in Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the story.
PennDOT has projects planned this week spanning a wide area from the Interstate 81-84 junction in Lackawanna County to the Hazleton area in Luzerne County. The agency's message for motorists is simple.
I would steer clear of 81 if possible. Find an alternate route to get to your destination and also make sure that you leave enough time to get to your destination.
That was PennDOT District 4 spokeswoman Jessica Ruddy. The projects include preparation work for the multi-year Interstate 81-84 pavement and restoration project, the $126 million improvement of road services, bridges, and entrance and exit ramps around the junction is expected to last until 2031. But this week's work on Interstate 81 in the region also includes pothole patching, crack sealing, and utility work.
It is construction season here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and there is a lot of work being done. Now that the hot asphalt companies are open, there is a lot of crack sealing and pothole patching, so we are getting to all of those potholes out there on the roadways.
If you must travel on the highway during the coming days, PennDOT advises checking out the agency's construction website, 511PA.com. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more on this, including maps of the construction, at WVIA.org. Now let's look at Wayne County. United Neighborhood Centers of Northeast Pennsylvania recently secured a $400,000 grant with the help of State Representative Jonathan Fritz for Timber Mill Commons, a new affordable housing development in downtown Honesdale at the site of a former sawmill. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Timber Mill Commons will feature 42 units, including 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. State Representative Jonathan Fritz says the initial grants helped the project clear an important first hurdle.
We have site control, and that is a very critical step in the process. It basically gets us to a point of no return.
Lisa Durkin is the president and CEO of the United Neighborhood Centers of Northeast Pennsylvania. She says housing prices in Honesdale rose because of the pandemic.
COVID really introduced the era of remote work. What we saw was a lot of people who were making New York City salaries relocating to nice, beautiful, like Lake Wampanoag, Ollie, you know, these nice communities in Wayne County. Property owners there were able to fetch larger rents.
Durkin says rents will range between $700 and $900. Derek Williams is the mayor of Honesdale Borough. He's excited about the development's downtown location.
To me, it means kind of everything. The walkability aspect is kind of part and parcel with just general quality of life, being able to get to your everyday locations comfortably and safely.
Durkin estimates the project will cost $20 million. Construction is set to start in the next year to 18 months. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are.
Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. So let's talk about hunting now. This is the second year that Pennsylvania hunters can bag certain game on Sundays, once again with the exception of migratory game birds. As Sydney Roach reports for WBIA, the Pennsylvania Game Commission recently approved dates and regulations for the upcoming seasons, but the debate over when to start firearms deer season continues.
Earlier this year, the commission considered a controversial proposal to move the beginning of firearms deer season to the Saturday before Thanksgiving, which would change it from the current Saturday after Thanksgiving. At this month's meeting, commissioners voted to keep this year's opener on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 28th. But many hunters actually want to see a return to the traditional Monday opener. Gene Yaw, a state senator, recently introduced a bill to do just that.
The reason I got involved in this is because of the economics.
Yaw's district includes a portion of north central Pennsylvania. He says several business owners in his region were negatively impacted by the change to a Saturday opener.
I've heard about gun shops that have lost literally thousands of dollars because of the timing.
Yaw says hunters used to camp together the weekend before Monday hunting and spend money at local businesses. Now, he says hunters don't have that opportunity because of conflict from the Thanksgiving holiday. If Yaw's bill to change the opener back to Monday passes, it would take effect 60 days after signing and override the Game Commission's decided deer season opener. But similar bills have been introduced in the past and not made it out of committee. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
All right, one last thing for you today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WBIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Thomas Wharton, Jr. was a prominent and successful Philadelphia merchant. According to historical records, he became interested in politics right around the start of the Revolutionary War and was chosen to be part of a committee that was formed to govern Pennsylvania. Though Wharton is described as being a conservative, he was a supporter of America's fight for freedom and helped lead Pennsylvania through the conflict, even going so far as to help George Washington supply the Continental Army during wartime winter in Valley Forge. After the Declaration of Independence, Wharton became the so-called President of Pennsylvania, effectively its very first governor. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WBIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.